Good evening. Welcome to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, a League of Nations, among other internet radio stations, Voices of the People, United We Roar. PIVTR, whether providing you with the advice of experts or giving a voice to the average person who would not otherwise be heard, PIVTR emphasizes quality and enriching programs for our listeners' enjoyment. And this afternoon, we bring you Dr. Barbara Becker hosting Happiness for Women Only. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Lillian. Very excited to be back. Well, I want to say hello to everyone out there. I'm Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein, and I'm so thrilled to have this wonderful show, Happiness for Women Only. On this show, I'm coming to you as somewhat of an expert in the field of happiness for women, but I often need the expertise of many other people and many other aspects of the world in order to fully bring to you what I like to call the wisdom secrets. If we can find the wisdom secrets to happiness, and we can also learn how to integrate them into our lives, how to practice them, find the recipes that go with them and stir that wonderful pot, we can end up much happier. We do know as women that happiness is sometimes something we're chasing, like a donkey with a carrot in front of him on a stick. We often feel that we don't catch up with happiness. We're exhausted, we're drained, we're trying to please others. So happiness sometimes eludes us. It's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And that, to me, as a positive psychologist, is a very despairing part of being a woman, because we are entitled to live a positive life, a life of happiness, meaning, and purpose, where we are able to recapture the best essence of ourselves, our talents and potential, learn how to weave them in a magical way into new fabric, new yarn, and new stories for our lives every day. That's why I call my positive psychology the enchanted self, because there always is some magic in pulling together the best of ourselves, integrating it with the world as the world presents itself to us, and moving forward and experiencing that wonderful feeling, that sense of well-being that can only come when we're in stride with ourselves and we're feeling contented, feeling happy about what we're doing. So we've been looking at wisdom secrets, and of course, secrets are fun and fascinating, and I have a wonderful guest today to help me with my wisdom secrets, and I actually have a couple of other guests, except they're only going to appear through us bringing them to life. We don't actually have them here in the flesh, but I do have here in person Martha Trowbridge. I want to tell you just briefly about her. She writes Inspiration for Women in Crisis. She's a native New Englander, a graduate of Radcliffe College, and an avid quilter and gardener. She is the author of The Woman You Were Born to Be and Wings of Self-Love, Inspiration for Shattered Women. She'll tell you more about her books and about how you can reach her. Her website is www.marthatrowbridge.org. Welcome, Martha.
Why, thank you, Barbara. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm so delighted to have you as my guest while we delve a little more into the wisdom secrets for happiness. And we also invite in our guests who couldn't make a physical appearance, but certainly are here nevertheless.
very much in spirit, Barbara.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, well, actually both and even the third. We'll get to that, and you'll recognize her, too.
Oh, yes.
So, or maybe we're talking, we'll see. We'll get them out there. And first of all, let's look at the first wisdom secret that we're going to talk about. So, let's see. Having purpose in life. That is one of the wisdom secrets that I want to share and talk about. And certainly having purpose in life is something that has been known probably since the beginning of people. And when people were still perhaps living a nomadic life or living in tents, no matter what, if there wasn't a sense of purpose, a sense of accomplishment, even if it came mainly through the harvest cycles, etc., there was utter frustration. Now, in today's world, having purpose for a woman can be very diffused and difficult. A woman can be busy with children. I have clients that you would think they have purpose. They have kids. They may have a very nice husband. They have this house. But everything is done kind of to upkeep others and caretake others, and there's still this vacuous feeling of not having purpose.
Right, and Barbara, if I may just jump in here, please, that often women don't have a purpose beyond their key relationships, a purpose that energizes them, that engages them, and sustains them. And I think that's where we can all run into a sense of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because
terrible
always,
sense.
Yes, in service
to
others.
Go ahead.
Not that that's a bad thing. It's absolutely critical that we be in service to others, but we also need to learn to be in service to ourselves as well.
That's right, and I've had many clients, and excuse me, and I have to admit even myself on occasion, weep and wail a little bit because the primary relationship, which often is a husband, or at times when you're raising a child, it becomes that child, when that person is emotionally unavailable, and now we're stuck having tremendous energies go out toward this person. And if it's a kid, they may be slamming doors behind them and basically telling us to get lost. And, well, it could be the same for a husband. You know, whatever it is, it ain't good.
And your relationship with your work often can run that route as well, where you invest so much of yourself in whatever it is your life's work is. And suddenly you find it's not really sustaining you the way you had hoped it would.
That's right. That's right. So let's think about this. Having purpose in life, I'm beginning to get a wisdom clue, must be multi-layered and multi-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the people that can really help us with this, one of the three, would be Nancy Drew. And actually, I had called today's radio talk, Wisdom Secrets for Women Gleaned from Nancy Drew, but then as we, Martha and I, prepared a little bit, we realized we have others to come aboard besides Nancy.
Right, and Barbara,
but
excuse me, why don't you tell the audience a bit about Nancy Drew, because there may be listeners who are not familiar
yes.
with her.
Well, Nancy Drew is a character in a series of mystery books for girls. I think the books started approximately in the 1930s. And several now, I guess you'd say at least three generations of women, perhaps four, in the United States have grown up going through a stage when they idolized Nancy Drew and tried to read as many of her books as possible.
And how old is Nancy Drew in the series, Barbara?
Nancy Drew is approximately 16.
Right.
I'm not absolutely certain. She seems to remain about 16 or 17 in most of the books that I remember.
She's still quite young. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Go ahead.
She's still quite young, but she's old enough to get around to a degree on her own, which is critical.
Yes. Yes, she is, and she does drive, and she does very much get around. Her life circumstances might appear precarious because she has lost her mother. She lives with her father and a maid. But this is not at all daunting to Nancy because apparently Nancy has a very strong sense of herself and her purpose in life. Now, it's multidimensional because she goes to school and she has a boyfriend and she relates comfortably to her maid and her father and her several best friends. And yet, there is an overriding purpose that she comes back to, and that is that she solves mysteries.
Right. Wonderful.
Yes.
You know, I think, Barbara, even at our age, which we, shall we mention what our ages are?
Reading
Nancy Drew is a delight. It's just terrific.
Yes. I think we already mentioned our age by even our secret chuckle, so we probably can leave it at that.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, it's still a delight because there's something about something complicated and mysterious falling into our paths, and then we kind of rising up as the chosen heroine to make it better. And that's what happens to her again and again. She dedicates her brilliant mind and her passionate being to solving the next mystery. Now, obviously, if she failed at solving the mysteries, we would not have as clear an example as someone having a purpose in life. But you see, success breeds success. And she is doing a great job with her mystery solving. So what I think that she represents to us women is a person who is equipped with some talents, has had, by the grace of God or who knows how, a chance to recognize her talents, use them, keep using them, and have this very satisfying sense of life about herself. And we all get caught, you know, we just find her fascinating. We just enjoy sort of hanging on to her coattails because there's a little bit of us in Nancy Drew.
Right, and we can't help but imagine that she has a very quiet sense of inner pride, that she can get up in the morning and feel good about her life, and that's just a tremendous feeling.
That's right. And, you know, she didn't have to drop her boyfriend to meet her own challenges in life and her own passions. She doesn't have this jerk boyfriend who says, well, if you solve one more mystery, I'm out of here, okay? You know, and at the same time, she's not in bed with this fellow. These are very clean stories. They do date. There's the occasional mention of a hug and kiss. But she's a busy girl. She doesn't have time to bring into her life, you know, all of this, the sort of decadence that adolescents in the United States, and I imagine probably almost every country listening to this show, that sort of early pressured adolescence where you lose yourself in order to have the right figure and the right clothing and the right jargon, etc.
That's very sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. And she's she doesn't have to do that. And she's kept her parental love, aside from the loss of her mother. And she is pretty without being overly focused on her looks. But, you know, we all enjoy reading about her attractiveness because, as women, that's part of happiness, is feeling we've achieved some sort of look that feels right for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this kind of freedom of energy within Nancy. And I think you want to bring out a character. Don't you have a secret guest who's also here who kind of emulates the same thing?
I do, Barbara, and I thought of her when you wrote to me earlier today and said, if only adult women could do what Nancy Drew does in her life. And that led me to think of Jessica Fletcher, played by Angela Lansbury in the perennial mystery series Murder, She Wrote, another woman solving mysteries. Jessica was an ordinary woman, and suddenly in her late 50s, she loses her husband. He dies. And she transforms from a small-town high school English teacher to a noted mystery author and eventuates into becoming an internationally celebrated sleuth. And she does all that beginning by, at that time of her life, really connecting to what was her passion, which was writing. She starts writing mysteries and is very focused and dedicated and becomes known as a mystery writer, and everything else spins out from there, and she ends up having an amazing life she probably never expected she would have.
Right, and I don't think she ever remarries in the series as I remember it, but it's
no, she
like...
she breaks a lot of hearts, though.
Yes, yes. And but I think that she is so excited about her life that it doesn't matter exactly what happens in terms of, you know, will she remarry, won't she remarry. The point is, even if she remarries, that guy, just like Nancy Drew's boyfriend, better be able to adapt to the fact that she has a life.
Exactly.
And that is the so important for women, just so important. And I was going to mention that the third character that I wanted to bring out today, as discussed her a little bit about wisdom secrets around having purpose in life, is the girl who is the central character in my new book, The Truth, I'm 10, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything. And this
girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She is an adorable girl that we also do cling to, I think, as would Nancy, because she also has spirit and wisdom. And not only does she love Nancy Drew and has read 27 of her mystery stories, and by the way, solved most of them before Nancy did.
Oh, right.
Which
and she reads them by flashlight under her covers at night, does she not?
She does, in part, no matter how she has to do it, and begs, borrows, and steals the next book. And, you know, she is very, very involved with taking from Nancy a sort of energy field. It's almost like a laser gets shot out of Nancy right into this girl, infusing her with a recognition of how smart she is, and that she herself says that she would like to have a life like Nancy's. And she'd love to get to do all this stuff by herself like Nancy does. You know, she has a great boyfriend, and she has a maid who wouldn't want a maid, you know, at any age. But she's pretty, and she acknowledges all of that. But really, what I think she's most attracted to in Nancy is that Nancy has a sense of herself, and she's not being lost to other forces. And there's something else that this little girl says, and by the way, I want to just say that anyone interested, you can buy The Truth within a couple of weeks on Amazon or any of the sites, and you can buy it, of course, on my site, enchantedself.com. That's Enchanted Self. And you can come and write me an email right now, and I'll save you an autographed copy. Anyway, I wanted to read this one little section, Martha. I don't know. I think you had seen it, but I'm not sure. And it really sends a message to how this little girl understands at the wisdom level what Nancy was all about, even though she's talking now about a fairy princess, or actually Sleeping Beauty. She says, I wonder what it was really like to be Sleeping Beauty. What did it feel like to be asleep so long and then finally be awakened by a prince kissing you? If I were asleep like that, would Paul, who is the boy she's in love with, come along and kiss me? Would he come by on a white horse and scoop me up and throw me on the back of the horse, take me to his palace? Would we go deep into an enchanted forest and then he would love me forever? What if he never came? Could I wake myself up? I sure hope so.
That's very interesting that she ends on that note, where she is aware that things we dream and hope for don't always come true, and she very well may need to step in and take action herself. That is very critical, very wise.
Right, and the wisdom to take action really is a wisdom secret that I think very often women forget. I'm constantly helping women come back to remember they can take action, particularly in marriages. You know, they feel so blocked in that there is no longer any action, and there's always an action. You may have to be clever. You know, you have to decide how big a where you want to go, obviously.
And you may need help having somebody trusted you can speak to about helping you think clearly. Because it is easy to get trapped and to get paralyzed and stagnant and all those awful things that lead to frustration and despair. And sometimes talking to someone wiser, at least wise in that area of marital relationships, can help open you up and awaken you to possibilities you may not think you do have.
That's right. And I find very often with clients, for example, they'll have a somewhat angry husband who intimidates them. And then they're afraid to get stronger because they're afraid the husband will get stronger and they're not sure what that will mean.
Which does happen often, Barbara. I think that is a legitimate fear to
yes.
have.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. So very often what I'll encourage is a bit of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because very often these men, the man is actually funny and humorous. He does have a sense of humor. And, you know, if you can do something that sends a message but is funny at the same time, the rage part of the person isn't as aroused as much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to figure it out with a particular person what might be cute, you know. With one client, I was even suggesting this guy gets, you know, pretty pushed in the morning and also can be very critical to her in various ways. And just tying his socks together so they're harder to get apart in the morning. And obviously, with some people, you can't do that because it would lead to a rage attack. But you know, it just could be a funny message that, you know, it's just I'm aware of your stuff and your techniques, and here's one of mine.
Mm-hmm. So, Barbara, what about the second wisdom secret we
oh,
have?
Oh, yeah, and we're on a different clock because we're actually not at our regular time today. So let me just quickly mention the second one, and then I think the third one we may have to hold for next time. And actually, we're sort of talking about the second one, which is enjoying relationships, but not allowing one's being to be devoured by them.
Right.
You know, so to go back over Nancy, she has a boyfriend, but he's not taking up all her life. She's a busy girl, and he fits into the picture, her picture. He does not fully dominate, nor should he. There's absolutely no reason why he should. And with Angela, I guess, you know, it's even clearer because she's alone, right?
Well, Angela, when you talk about not allowing relationships to devour you, Angela is widowed. So, yes, widowed, not widowered. She's widowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does have freedom that many women do not have, being in the day-to-day relationship. And her, she never did have children. So she is relatively unencumbered. However, she also has tons of people pursuing her for this, that, and the other thing, because she has a huge heart. She has a pure heart. So people always are asking favors, asking of her time, and so on. And so in that respect, she does have quite a lot of demands on her. And she gives tremendously to other people, but ultimately stays focused on her purpose. She's disciplined, and yet she routinely enjoys herself and replenishes. She's got several dear friends with whom she maintains regular contact. She's active in her town's affairs. She's charitable. She's fun to be with. But at the end of the day, she is always still devoted to her purpose, which is writing mysteries.
Yes, and going back to the women with the difficult husbands and stuff, I think if a woman can begin to get a passion in her own life and an interest that genuinely takes time, for example, with good reason, she's run for the school board and she's out two nights a week with school board meetings. Sometimes having something to do that's reality-based not only gives someone much more courage, but people in their lives, in a way, do rally around that because that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's just hanging around the house and trying to upgrade how people get along with each other, and there's no specific purpose that someone is channeling, it can be much more difficult.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a very good example how busy Angela is. And she, you know, she lives in a town and she's gone with the town and made the most of it. You know, it's, wherever you live, there's always something, people that need help or a group that needs a leader or whatever it is. Well,
Excuse me, Barbara. I think,
please,
just listening to you, we perhaps should do a show on leadership, just
mm-hmm.
speaking about that, because it's often very frightening for a woman to become a leader for many reasons, and I think it would be helpful for all of us to just discuss leadership and what the challenges are and what the rewards are, because it's such an important role for all of us to assume in whatever activities we engage.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. Let's move toward that. And I'm just thinking how many women, you know, would say, well, I'd be willing to lead if there's no one better, you know.
Right. Which is very sad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that would be excellent. So as we pull away from the show for today, Martha, I just want you to tell people how they can find you and whichever of your books you want to just chat a second about.
Well, thank you, Barbara. My name's Martha Trowbridge. My website is www.marthatrowbridge, all one word, and that's TROWBRIDGE.org. And you may find The Woman You Were Born to Be there in electronic format as a PDF. And by the end of April, you will also be able to purchase Wings of Self-Love, Inspiration for Shattered Women.
Great. And we have completed this show for today on Wisdom Secrets and used two wonderful mystery sleuths to help us personify having a focus and a passion in life, and we're going to continue some of the wisdom secrets for sure and include in the wisdom secrets leadership wisdom secrets, because that's so essential for women and we need that so badly. Just think if the women ran the world where we would be.
Oh, the rewards are, they're
huge.
Yes.
So you can find me, Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, at EnchantedSelf.com, also on TypePad, which is a free service, TypePad.com, my blog, The Enchanted Self. Please come and write to me. And I have lots of books that I've written. I won't even name all of them, but they run from my first academic book, The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy, which is a very easy read for an academic book. You'll like it very much, filled with case studies and inspiration, to my new book, The Truth, I'm 10, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything. And I have a lot I want to share with you, and I'm so happy I have colleagues of the League of Martha Trowbridge, where I can really tear up with someone like Martha, and we can play off of each other to bring happiness for women only to you in a way that I think is refined and sophisticated, but still easy to understand. And that's what we're really trying to accomplish. So stay in touch and listen carefully to what we say. And I wish you all the happiness in the world. And we will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio. You've just listened to Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein and Happiness for Women Only. And if you want to hear this again, please go to http://internetvoicesradio.com. Click on her name and you'll hear it. And the next scheduled program is Monica Coleman, Let's Talk Waterways. And that would conclude Friday's programming. However, on Sunday, April 22nd, starting at 4 and ending at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lillian and David Bromet, conservationists and environmentalists from Canada, will be running a special program for Earth Day. Join Lillian, David, and their friends who are conservationists and environmentalists from Canada and listen to what they have to say. And then that evening from 9 to 11 p.m., again Eastern Standard Time, join host Lillian Caldwell, Laura Minning, and some other conservationists and environmentalists, including Dr. Bob Rich from Australia. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a grand weekend. Thank you and goodbye.